Export opportunities for Irish businesses to the Arab world are continuing to grow year on year and actually reached a record high last year. The 2023 Arab-Irish Business Forum is a leading business event for companies looking beyond the EU to grow and expand their business to the Arab world. And this event is taking place in Dublin in September. Well, here to tell us more about this and the possible opportunities out there for Kerry businesses is Stephen Toomey. He's Director of the Middle East and North Africa with Enterprise Ireland. Stephen, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thank you for having me.
So you're working for Enterprise Ireland. You're based in Dubai. I'll have to put it out there. You are a Cork man, but you're married to a good Kerry woman, so that's okay.
I am indeed a good Kerry woman hailing from the Stall.
So, you, as I said, you're working with Enterprise Ireland out in the Middle East and North Africa, and there's an event coming up in Dublin, actually, in September. It's one that could be very interesting for people who are in business and perhaps want to get into exporting outside of the EU and into the Arab world. So it's the 2023 Arab-Irish Business Forum. I suppose maybe you might just tell us a bit about it, what generally kind of happens at it, and who maybe would be the ideal kind of candidate to go to it.
Great, absolutely, Mary. Yeah, fascinating event coming up on the 13th of September in the Mansion House in Dublin. It will start at 8 o'clock in the morning and it will finish probably later on in the afternoons. There's a cracking lineup of speakers that will be presenting and giving insights on doing business in the Arab world. I suppose some of the showcase names there would be Mohammed Al-Hashmi, who will be the Chief Innovation Technology Officer, who led one of the largest global events there in 2020 with Expo. I suppose to put things into scale, they had over 24 million visitors to the site. And it's really a kind of a showcase as to what technologies they use, how they went through the procurement cycle, how they actually evaluated certain offerings and how they integrated them into the overall landscape. In addition to that, obviously financial services and the ICT profile is quite big out here. We would have Abdullah Abin, Chief Operational Officer of the Bahrain Stock Exchange, coming to give an insight into capital markets and the financial landscape of the Middle East. So he can give a great insight in that. And of course, the former CEO, Niall Givens of Tourism Ireland, who now heads up NEOM, which is one of the largest giga projects taking place in the northern part of Saudi Arabia. And I'll come back to that later on, because there's certainly huge opportunity for the Irish companies out there. But I suppose what will resonate with a lot of the Irish SMEs would be the likes of Susan Brown of Clever Mama, an SME startup who would have originated in Dublin and had huge success in penetrating the Gulf States. And obviously, Suzanne will give an insight as to her market penetration, how she did it, how she overcame the hurdles and the potholes that are out here as to where she is today. And of course, then Connolly Redmills, Michael will be on hand to give an insight into the agri sector and obviously selling into the equine and agricultural sectors out here. So certainly a cracking lineup, and there's certainly plenty of nuggets of information how to penetrate the Gulf States. But I suppose just from an Irish perspective, the Irish offering is well respected out here in the Arab world. I think if we were to look at Ireland as an island, it's certainly recognised as an island of innovation. We're well established in our financial services and our tech scene. And when you look at Ireland from the Middle East, certainly it's a remarkable island. I think the innovation that comes from the island is certainly well recognised out here. The product offerings and the services are very robust. A lot of the main financial players would be based out of Dublin. A lot of the tech multinationals are also based there, giving it the pseudonym as the Silicon Valley of Western Europe. And obviously the big pharma play down in the south of Ireland. So it's all these little ingredients, and that's obviously underpinned by a strong, robust educational sector. I think it's worth noting recent reports there was 62% of the Irish, the young people between the ages of 25 and 34, have a third level qualification, which is the highest in Europe. So obviously that gives us a little bit of an edge as well. And I think the World Competitive Rankings came out last week and it puts Ireland as the second most competitive environment or business environment out there. So that's a huge win, and certainly gives us a good impetus as we look to penetrate into the Arab states. And obviously there's a whole host of challenges that the SMEs will face coming in here, be it understanding the cultural nuances, trying to establish what is the best route to market. Do I go directly or do I go through an indirect partnership model? And that will change as per the product offering as to what the company wants to do. But these are all things that people will find out in the day, and best practices, insights and market knowledge will be shared with the various guest speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and talking about Ireland's reputation there, Ireland is renowned for quality produce, especially in the likes of food and drink. And that's an area, there's a huge volume of exports from Ireland to the Middle East, isn't there?
Oh, huge. And sure, that's like where Borbia would carry the mantle and do tremendous work out here. If we look at the exports in the food produce alone, last year they nearly all doubled. Let's take the three main ones, for example, butter, cheese and obviously Irish chocolates. So the butter exports would have grown by 99% last year, from about 1.8 million to about 3.6. Cheese exports are continuing to rise. That's gone up by 115%, roughly about 4.7 million up to about 10.1 in Q1 of this year. So that's huge growth. And obviously the Irish chocolates are well renowned globally, but certainly here in the Middle East, they've increased by 68% from about 706,000 to about 1.2 million. So huge exports, and it's certainly well recognized out here, the Irish culinary, the Irish food offerings. Another big insight would be around the dairy offering. Ireland would export just under about 15 tons of dairy produce in Q1 of this year. Another big export would be the infant formula or baby formula, going from about 4.1 tons in Q1 of this year. So certainly it's well recognized, and the offering is unique to the Arab world.
Yeah, and there really are so many sectors, that have growth potential over there, for Irish businesses. And I know we've talked about the dairy industry there. You mentioned, Clever Mama, Red Mills, but like other areas like construction, tourism, there's so many different opportunities, really, aren't there?
There's huge, like, and if we look at it from the UAE perspective, and why I'd say the UAE is because the Gulf is actually quite easy to get to. If we look at it from a connectivity perspective, you've got double daily flights with Emirates Airlines into Dubai. You've got a daily flight with Etihad into Abu Dhabi. You've got a daily flight heading into Qatar, and you've got a flight as well with Egypt Air into Cairo. So connectivity is certainly very accessible. It's about a 7-hour time zone. But you quite rightly mentioned that tourism is a big sector, engineering construction is a big sector. Like Dubai International Airport alone this year would have handled, I think it was about 21 million passengers in Q1 of this year, which is huge. And that's obviously moving out of a COVID hangover. And you're certainly now beginning to see what Dubai has on offer. And there's various certain incentives for companies to come and set up. And that would be their foreign direct investment play, which is proving to be quite strong, replicating what Ireland did many years ago. But I suppose if we were to look at the two main sectors that seem to be thriving out here at the moment, would be your aviation portfolio, your medical devices, life sciences, tourism, as you say, and the engineering construction. And one country in particular that's really making strides would be Saudi Arabia. So they've gone through a full diversification, moving away from the dependency on oil. And you'll hear and read a lot about some of the giga projects that are taking place in Saudi Arabia. So you've got NEOM, which is a massive city being built out of the sands up in the northern part of Saudi. You've got Red Sea Global, you've got Diyarah Gate, and you've got Amala. And these aren't just standard projects. These are giga projects in excess of 500 billion, where they're building metropolises from the sands. And the ambition is certainly there. And the idea is to attract people in to set up companies and really, really make a go for this. And that's where Ireland can make a good stride here. An interesting one from our perspective, certainly in the Middle East, would be in Dubai in particular, would be the financial services and the fintech offerings. So Ireland is actually well established in this particular play. Two Kerry companies who'll be quite proficient in this space would be obviously Fexco, and you would have Monex Financial Services as well. And they're obviously flying the flag for Ireland internationally. We're seeing a lot of facial recognition software and contactless payments coming to the fore again. Probably one of the benefits that came from COVID that certainly has accelerated the contactless payments. I really do think that there's opportunities everywhere in all sectors for the Irish offering. Like, it's all about understanding what their product is, how it can add value, what's the unique aspect of it, and can it solve a challenge? And if it can, there's certainly opportunity to grow and scale your offering out here. And very much like the RDI hub in Killorglin, there is incubation labs and facilities here that will embrace the startup, support them, be it through office space, be it through financial grants, be it through networking sessions, and encourage them to grow within their ecosystem and expand out their business. So it really is a good offering, and it's certainly encouraging for any SME looking to grow their footprint abroad.
Okay, so the 2023 Arab Irish Business Forum, as you mentioned, in the Mansion House in Dublin on the 13th of September. That's the place to go for any person who's in business who is interested in making that step to get a to doing business in the Arab world. There's a website where people can book in advance for tickets.
It can indeed, Mary. It's arabirishbusinessforum.ie. There's a full breakdown of the speakers there. The itinerary for the day ahead. It certainly will be a cracking afternoon.
Well, it certainly sounds like huge opportunities there. Stephen, look, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mary.